Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy.
That is good news.
I'm doing okay. I moved in with a lady recently. I got an Alexa. And, yeah. I love this thing. You know, I just read an article, though. It said Alexa actually listens to everything you say, stores it in a database, and could use it against you later. I was like, man, just like a real woman. Yeah. Now I'm nervous around my Alexa. I'm like, hey, Alexa, what's the weather out there? Why don't you ask Siri? Oh, you think I don't know about her, huh? You leave me cooped up in here all day, then right when you leave the house, she's in your pants.
And then I want to see the monkeys. So ridiculous. I'm like so happy to be at the zoo, and all the animals are pissed. So I go to the monkey cage, which is, you know, like a cement stucco carport to their natural habitat. And I walk up, and it's like a gas station. They hear ding ding in the back. You know, they got to come out and do their tricks, and they're pissed because they're in the break room. They don't want to deal with it. So they're all kicked back, looking up at the TV monitor, and one of them's like, Bob, it's your turn. He's like, no, I know I'm going. The other one's like, hey, don't forget. E-e-e. He's like, oh, yeah. So he gets out. He's like, ugh, what do you want? And I'm like, hi, monkey. I'm so psyched. He's like, oh, criminy. I get it, monkey. I know what you're doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. The San Antonio Spurs and the Toronto Raptors are finalizing a deal that sent Kawhi Leonard to Toronto in a trade package that includes DeMar DeRozan. I'm Corey Cove from the Power Trip Morning Show. There's Meat Sauce Paul Ambert. Sauce.
Hey, babe.
Good luck talking Kawhi Leonard into staying in Toronto, correct?
Right. I didn't think he'd, of all places, and we said it, what, couple weeks ago that they'd become the leader in the clubhouse to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why he would stay in Toronto. Why he would want to go to Toronto.
If he does stay in Toronto, 5 years, $190 million next summer. Otherwise, if he leaves, 4 years, $141 million. If he wants to go to, say, like Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, somewhere near the sea.
Right. DeMar DeRozan has 3 years, $83 million left on his contract, and Kawhi Leonard has told multiple people he only wants to play in L.A., so you just gave up your franchise player in DeRozan for a one-year filler?
Right, if you don't trade him at the deadline to L.A.
Captain Patches, who is your favorite soon-to-be former Toronto Raptor?
I guess it's a day in the time.
Who? I don't.
You're supposed to say DeMar!
DeMar DeRozan reportedly met with the Toronto Raptors executives this summer in Las Vegas and was told he would not be traded.
You're not going to be traded, are you?
But he was. Yeah. He was traded.
He was traded.
They lied to him? A general manager or a front office guy lied
just
to a star player?
Bunch of scallywags.
You're god darn
liars. Did you say you fisted liar?
You are a bunch of fisted liars.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than a fisted liar.
Have your lip pierced again?
You can't just take it in and out, can you?
Yes, you can't. Yeah. You can't just take it in and out.
Hard fellow. Now it's back in and out.
So if Chris Hockey was here, he could tell you that his favorite NBA player, Kawhi Leonard, is reportedly on the move. The deal could be finalized as early as today.
Nobody cares.
We care.
Nobody cares on such a day like today.
What's today?
It's such a sad day, aren't it?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, it's such a sad day.
Aye.
Oh, big fisted Larry has died.
Big Fisted? F-I-S-H-E-D?
Big Fisted, Larry.
How'd he die?
Big Fisted.
Big Fisted?
Oh, Fisted.
He had big hands on him. We called him Big Fisted, Larry. He's passed away at sea. He died doing what he loved.
Which was?
Jerking off.
Oh,
cardiovascular disease.
That's right, he died.
He laid on the ground and he said, arr me hearty.
Yerkinoff?
He was Yerkinoff, wasn't he?
I believe that's when a Swede masturbates.
That's exactly right.
Swedish pirates.
Oh, God, the best of them all. He was the best of us. He was the worst of us. Big Fisted Larry's dead.
Yeah.
How old was he?
102.
Oh.
He'd been living a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah, the 102 years is proof.
Yeah, that's
a long time, aren't it?
Yeah.
God, he loved it. He loved to yerk off.
Yeah.
Big Fisted Larry, we'll remember ye. In fact, my good friend Redbeard back here has written a poem about him.
Aye.
Did you like to read your poem?
Aye.
Please read your poem. Oh, there's nothing like a sad pirate poem to start your morning, is there?
Aye, it'd be titled An Ode to Larry.
Oh, I didn't know that Big Fisted Larry did poetry.
Oh, sure, not all of us do, but Redbeard is.
I didn't know. Multi-talented.
I didn't know pirates talked like that.
An Ode to Larry. He was so hairy. He liked Jim Carrey.
Oh, God, you're terrible at this.
And he goed...
I don't know what's worse.
...to the sea.
He did good.
He jumped up and down...
Oh, good old Larry.
...and ran all around... His hepatitis C was too much to be.
Oh, remember the bad hepatitis.
An ode to Big Fisted Larry.
Oh, poor Larry. We'll miss ye. I wrote a song, too, for him.
Oh, God.
Would you like to hear my song for Big Fisted Larry?
No. Yeah.
Now, this is written in first person.
Who's it about?
Big Fisted Larry. He's dead.
A lot of pirates named Larry. Pretty common name. Pirate Lawrence.
Because there's two R's.
That's right. Guy, here's my song for Big Fisted Larry.
I'm a pirate. I was born under the old gray moon. Made me mother cry, 'cause I left so soon. I was born on the open sea at the wee age of 3 and began chasing poon. Killed me first man with a sword in a fjord.
Oh, that rhymes.
During a raid. And when he died, I looked into his eye as I drank his last Gatorade.
That's just mean.
I'm a man of the sea! You'd better go the other way if you see me! Because I've got a thirst for blood.
Uh-huh.
And a butthole full of mud.
Oh my God.
And I'm not afraid of scabies! But I'm afraid of ghosts and spiders.
Oh, me too.
And those little wee bugs that crawl on your sock. I've been a victim of crabs! I've itched them till I had scabs.
Jesus.
And now my balls look like they've been smoking too much crack.
Good God!
I'm a pirate, the man of the sea. You better go the other way if you see me.
Oh, that's good.
'Cause I've got a thirst for blood. And a butthole full of mud.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah, we heard that part twice.
I'm coming for ye.
He's coming for you.
I'm on my way. So you better leave.
There's a song right there.
Is that a sonnet?
For Big Fisted Larry.
Wait, so was that you talking about him or him talking about
Kinley? I told you it's in first person.
It's poetry.
Okay, in motion, I guess.
That's a lot of motion.
I'm very intrigued about you being born at the age of 3.
Yeah. And searching for...
I was in the womb for a long time.
Yeah, your mother must have been gigantic.
Oh, she was a huge woman.
Yep.
What's she doing now?
Oh, still recovering, isn't she? She's walking with a limp, I'll tell you that.
Patches?
Yorga?
Just got a shot in the dark here, but...
Yeah, sir.
Are you researching new pirate jokes?
Why, what are you talking about? Maybe I am. Maybe I aren't.
Hey, can the Lakers afford Kawhi Leonard and Jimmy Butler?
I'm a big fan of the Sears.
How are they going to pay both of them?
Great question. If you don't care about the real world.
What about that for a super team? Oh. LeBron, Kawhi, and Jimmy Buckets.
I think they could accomplish that.
Oh, big-fisted Larry Howie.
And the Wolves will get what? Nothing?
We'll get nothing.
Yeah.
Should have traded Jimmy Buckets for DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, DeRozan's at least got 3 years, $83 million
he
left.
He played the same position as Wiggins, right?
What are you talking about?
Could have traded Wiggins, too, sure. Yeah, the whole thing's falling apart.
Yeah. What are you talking about over there?
You're going to see a game this year?
Well, I mean, I just went, so. I watched a lot of sports last night.
I didn't watch any sports, Arthur.
Yeah, you did.
I watched sports for about 4 hours.
You were texting me about it.
Oh. Sports programming on ESPN2.
I feel so bad for Big Fish and Larry. He had such a hard time growing up, you know that, right? His mama were so ugly.
Oh, my God.
Poor Big Fisted Larry. His pirate mama was so ugly that she once threw a boomerang and it refused to come back. That's how ugly his mama
Patches,
was.
Patches, could I ask you a question?
Surely.
Where does he get the name Fisted?
He had big fists, didn't he?
Oh.
It was like Andre the Giant.
That's right. He was a big man. And the poor guy, his mama was so ugly.
How'd he die?
You never said.
I told you. I thought I saw it. He had a heart attack while yurking.
Oh, while yurking, sure.
When you have a giant set of fists on you.
Sure.
He was, wait, hold on. He was doing that at 102?
That's right, 102.
I don't think that drive ever goes away, Paul.
Yeah, but I don't, but sometimes the motor quits working, you know?
Not on a pirate ship.
Big Fisted Larry.
There are no motors.
Poor Big Fisted Larry, his mother was so ugly. When Santa came down the chimney, Pirate Santa looked at his mama and said, "Ho, ho, holy crap."
I like that's a funny one right there, isn't it? Right. I like your mama jokes. Oh, your pirate mama.
Pirate mama jokes.
Oh, your pirate mama.
Quick pirate update. We have a slight dilemma.
Your mama's so fat, Pirate Larry.
Okay.
Who are you talking to, Pirate Larry?
Oh, he died.
Big Fisted Larry.
Wait, is
died.
This his wife?
This is his son.
This is his son. You're his son.
Big Fisted Larry, your mama's so fat. When she goes camping, the bears hide their food.
Okay.
And she's so poor.
Poor?
Oh, Big Fisted Larry's mother. She's so poor, the ducks throw bed at her.
Bed, Here you go. Here's a sleep number for you.
That word with your
ducks eat for free at Subway.
They were beds.
Here you go.
Oh my gosh! You have to be careful and make sure you flush when you go to the bathroom over at Big Larry's house.
Why is that?
Because his wife is so ugly. When she goes in the bathroom, she scares the crap out of the toilet.
She be.
Okay. She's so fat, she bought a fur coat, and an entire species became extinct.
She be.
Oh, Big Fisted Larry. Your poor mother.
So the Power Trip Morning Show is broadcasting live from U.S. Bank Stadium on Friday for the X Games. The X Games in Minneapolis, of course, kick off. It's going to be awesome. But also, the Winter X Games are going to be in Aspen, Colorado.
Oh,
and,
don't cuss.
A listener has a chance to win a trip for two to Aspen, Colorado. Through the Power Trip Morning Show. Our fourth qualifier will be given away tomorrow during the Power Trip Morning Show. And then we already have three finalists. Those four finalists will have an opportunity to win a trip for two on Friday.
Excuse
so here's
me, Cody.
The old deal, Captain Patches.
Excuse me, Cody.
Go on.
Did you just say we're sending somebody to Aspen?
Aspen, yes. So, Sauce, remember how part of this deal was you have to stand at the Viking ship?
Yeah.
Org.
At U.S. Bank Stadium for an hour, and we had to, you know, give the rubes a heads up and say, hey, if you want to come take pictures with these idiots dressed head to toe as pirates.
Org.
You can do so. Well, apparently, because the X Games are in town, that part of U.S. Bank Stadium is behind the gates.
Yes, it be.
So there is no access.
The gates.
There is no access to the ship.
Oh gosh.
For just your average rube in the street that want to take pictures with Chris and AJ, Captain Redbeard and Captain Patches. So they're going to have to pick another time, which is fine.
That's not true at all.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not our fault that it's not open.
No, you still have to have an hour of time where you have access to
I will stand out on the streets and I will take pictures for somebody, but I'm not doing it again. This is the week you've chosen, and it's the week we'll go with, aren't it?
No.
I think it's true, and y'all are going to have to just deal with it. I don't care. It's not a big fan of me.
So
nope, that's not how this works.
So if Corey...
Oh, you make the rules.
So if Corey picked a day to go to the airport and all of a sudden there was, I hope it never happens,
right.
Some emergency at the airport's closed, Corey's, I don't have to go now.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what you're saying.
Well, I mean,
I'm telling you, when it comes to Friday, I'm wearing this outfit.
You
if there's nobody out there, then that's too bad for you.
You have to wear the outfit.
I love that.
Sorry.
The deal was you have to have an hour.
I'm pretty sure
of
it was part of the deal. And I'm going to be there for
pictures.
An hour. That's correct.
We will be available.
And people will be there. And anybody would like to take a picture, they can take a picture with us, aren't they?
They cannot get in.
It's true.
I'm legitimately pulling out of the Fantasy Charge Challenge from here on out.
I don't care what you
guys
do.
Don't pay up on your bets.
What are you talking about? I am dressed as a pirate. I pierced both my ears tonight.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to pierce both of them. You have to pierce one.
It doesn't matter what you say. I'm going to be there on Friday, and I'm going to stand there and take pictures for people. It doesn't matter what you say at this point.
At the Viking ship.
I'm going to be there.
We will be at the Viking ship.
That's right, sir.
But not everybody has access to those photos.
Oh, sir.
That was the deal.
I'm so sorry that you're a poor planner, but we had a deal, and I'm not keeping these earrings for any longer than I have to.
We were trying to accommodate you because we knew we had to broadcast from US Bank
Stadium. I don't care what you say. I will be there, and I will take care of me part, and I will do it.
Well, then I wish you guys the best of luck in the Fantasy Charge Challenge moving forward.
You truly are just a little brat, aren't you?
You
really are. I'm going to take my ball and go home because I can't get me away.
Let's just quit.
Oh, goodness sakes, I quit. Where's me pirate ball? I'm going home.
We're not grizzled pirates. We're good gamblers.
Yeah, it's not the full bet. I bought
How
my
is
way
it not
out.
The full bet?
Because you have to take pictures at
there will be some people.
I'll
That's
do whatever you
That's
say, but
you
I'm dressing as a pirate on Friday.
Not
sure.
A fault.
Then do it on Monday. Go back
I should have got
Monday.
My hair trimmed a couple of times because it's not a true haircut. Right?
Here's what I'll do
just
for you.
Just a couple
you.
Of little
Here's
trims.
What I'll do
Get
for
the
you.
Top.
Right, just yeah. a top.
Here's what
I should have just got it trimmed just a little bit because
here's what
that's
I'll
not
do.
The same thing as
Corey,
a full haircut.
Corey and
Paul. You guys will just have to deal with it.
Here's what I'll do for you. I'll just go ahead and acquiesce to your wishes because that's what you're used to, you little brat. If that's what you'd like, I'll do it. If it'll keep you from crying on the radio,
no,
and we can
I'm not
move
really
on.
Crying on the radio.
I'll
just
do it.
Some
that's
people
fine.
Pay their bets and follow the rules of the bets, and some people don't. I get it.
I am living up to my side of the bet. But you know what? Whatever makes your little wiener happy, we'll do
this.
It.
And I'll say this.
Why don't you just go
I
ahead?
I can't wait for you to say this.
Whatever you want.
I don't care if you take the earrings out on Friday.
No, whatever you guys want, I'll do it because
you
it's your
You still have
show.
To go and take pictures.
And you guys get to make all the choices.
Well,
so whatever
no,
you like.
You guys
I don't
get to do
really
whatever
care.
You want.
It doesn't
you
matter to me.
You guys are being babies for not wanting to do what the bet was.
I'd really hate for you to not get your way for once. I'd really hate for you to actually not get your way for
I
once
for
in
you
your
to
life.
Actually pay
so
a
I'd
bet
love
correctly.
It. I'm so sorry for you and your little wiener. You go ahead and just
Why
tell
you
me
know I have a little
whatever you want
you
me to do, and I'll do it
on a daily basis.
It's just really so sad when you don't get your way. So I don't want you to feel so bad and feel like you didn't get your way. So you tell me what you want me to do, and
I would just
I
like
do
you to
it.
Pay the bet that you lost.
Did I just say tell me what day you want me to do it?
Any day you want.
All right, was it
Pick
day.
How about today?
You big baby.
Do
All right,
it today.
I'll do it. Yeah, fine. I got nothing else to do for you. I'll do it whenever you want, you big baby. What else do you want me to do for your show? What else do you want? You just choose what else. Would you like me to change my name? Do you want to call it? Do you like to call it the Corey Cove Morning Show? Go ahead.
By the way,
it's all about you, isn't it?
Now it's officially Leprechaun mode.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Sometimes when I get angry, I talk like a leprechaun. I don't care. That's fine. Whatever you want, we'll do it. You just go ahead and make the rules on your morning
let's
show.
Do it at
because
General
you
Mills.
Like to go ahead and just change your ways.
What's
but that's okay. It's
Corey
Cove in the
ways.
Morning. Welcome to Corey Cove in the Morning on the Fan. Thank you, guys.
That's
we'll do whatever he wants because it's his show. But he would like to just
accent.
Go ahead and change the rules as he go along.
You're
but
the
that's
one
okay.
The
because
rules.
If we don't do it your way, you just stop doing stuff because you're such a bad baby, aren't you? I'm a baby, aren't you?
Excellent way to win an argument.
I'm so sorry. Oh, it's okay, Corey. Tell me what he wants and I'll do it for you. Would you like me to wipe me butt for you as well?
I'd like you to wipe your own once in a while.
Oh,
smell you through the glass.
Whatever you like.
Mike, I'll do it because it's all about ye.
Yeah, it's all about me. Even though Sauce
That's
completely
right,
agrees with me.
He does not.
Yes.
He's just saying that because he doesn't disagree with
you.
No, because
he also
you
agrees that you guys
well,
are skirting the
and
rules.
He wants to continue to play with your ball.
You're
he doesn't want
rules.
You to take your ball and go home like you are
That's
right
what
now.
You're doing.
So
you guys
you
are taking
ahead.
Your ball and going
I've
out.
I've already told you. You tell me what you'd like me to do.
I'd like
and
you
I'll
to
do
pick
it.
Any hour you want.
All right, I pick right now, you little bastard.
Head on down. That's fine.
Go on down right now. You can do
ye
show without me because it's ye show and I have nothing to do with ye.
What does this have to do with the show?
It's all about
it's
ye.
A bet.
Yes, it's a bet. It's your bet. You just choose what ye want. I'm sorry ye chose wrong and
I
have to
chose
do
to
what
grow
ye
my hair
want.
Out for 10 and a half
but
months.
I'll tell ye what. I will go down there and do it when ye ask me to because ye are the boss.
Okay.
Thank ye, bossy. What else shall I do for ye, bossy?
Sports when the Power
oh,
Drone
is
returns.
It okay if I go to break
I would
now?
Love if you wouldn't to break.
Is that
it's,
okay with ye?
It's my show. Corey Cove in the morning returns
Corey
after Cove? This on the fan.
Corey, can I hit the play button now? Is it okay or should I do it later for ye?
The fan.